This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
So coming up later this week, the 5th Annual Lavender Festival and Farm Tour at Growing Miracles Lavender Garden. Carrie Royd in. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
So 5th Annual, did you think you'd get this far when you started?
You know, yes, of course I thought we'd get this far. I just can't believe how quickly it's rolled around.
And talk about how you got interested in the world of lavender.
Well, now I'm going to say it was about 36 years ago. I kind of had a dream in my head that I wanted to own a lavender farm, and, you know, moved on with life, corporate career, actually never thought it was going to happen. And then I had the opportunity to move back home. I grew up in Roseburg, and Howard Sand offered me a space on their property to plant my lavender, and we hit the ground running from there. So it just came about that way.
So what is it about lavender that intrigues you?
Almost everything. It actually touches all of your senses. Obviously the smell, but to stand out in a field, you have the sounds of the bees, actually the sounds of the lavender touching each other in the breeze. You can eat it, so the taste, the visual is so pleasing. One of our beds is on the riverbank, so to stand there in front of the blooming purple and watch and listen to the river go by is just so relaxing.
So when you were in here last time, or maybe it was earlier on, I was kind of intrigued because the idea of eating lavender was like something I'd not heard of.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people don't know that it's edible, or those who do think of it as desserts, cookies and scones, that sort of thing. But surprisingly enough, one of our favorite recipes is our turkey. We do a lavender, garlic, pepper rub and then smoke our turkey, and it literally is to die for.
Wow. Now you've got my attention for sure. I'm kind of intrigued with that too. Lavender, now when you eat lavender, which part are you eating?
You're eating the buds. Some of the recipes you'll put in the whole stem. For example, if you're steeping it, when we're making ice cream, sometimes a little bit of the stem is in it because you're straining it out at the end. So it kind of depends upon the recipe, but the piece that you're eating would be these little, I'm showing Kyle, you can't see it on the radio, but these little pieces of flowers right here.
So the purple part.
Correct. The purple part.
It's pretty intriguing, and also, like, I know that some folks in the area, like lavender sausage, things like that?
Yes, so Melanie at McLeod's Lavender does this fabulous lavender sausage. It has a little bit of a spice to it, and we like to grill it and use a sweet hot mustard on it.
Wow. So you've got all this, all these uses for lavender. How hard is it to grow?
It's pretty easy to grow. Lavender is forgiving. It likes to be ignored. It can grow in poor soil. We actually have perfect soil at our farm. But well-drained, full sun, and pruning once a year really is the extent of the care. You don't have to fertilize it. You don't need herbicides or pesticides for it. A lot of weeding and a lot of handwork for harvest and that sort of thing, but the care of it is pretty simple.
So is there a certain time of year you plant it, and how long does it take before you've got a crop?
Very good question. We have actually planted all seasons. Our first bed went in on June 6th in 2016, and it was 108 degrees that day. So we've planted in the boiling heat. We've planted in June when it was also warm. And then one of our beds, we actually raced a storm in October and planted 1,200 plants, finished 22 minutes before it started raining and didn't stop that winter. So that planting allowed us to not have to install irrigation for the summer, whereas planting in the heat of the summer, we had to have watering available. They're full grown in about 3 years. but they try to give you a crop their very first year.
Wow, pretty interesting. So this is a three-day event. Talk about what's going to be going on, because it looks like you have a lot happening.
Oh, we sure do. So it's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 8th, 9th, and 10th. The hours are 9 to 5 on Friday and Saturday, and 9 to 4 on Sunday. We will have approximately 60 booths, so people can shop. We'll have food trucks, music, you pick lavender, demonstrations on the essential oil distillation, so that's pretty fascinating. We'll have our still running so people can see the essential oil being made. The debudding machine, where you put the bundles of lavender, at that point they're dried, you'll put the bundles of lavender into the machine and it knocks the buds off and then goes through a series of shaker trays, so that'll be demonstrated. You can tour our lavender drying room, where right now there's about 10,000 bundles of dried lavender hanging.
Wow. So, you know, when you talk about this, there's a lot of a process to it. I would think, okay, you just cut it and you're done, but it's not that easy.
Not that easy, because after that, after the things I just described, we make products out of it. We'll have candles and lotions and soaps and sprays, obviously the essential oils, and then other things like our, what we call our eye pillows, just little bags that are filled with flaxseed and lavender that you can heat or cool and use on your body. And then one of the newest favorites are little stuffed animals that are also filled with flaxseed and lavender that a lot of people use for relaxation.
So how many acres do you have of lavender?
Of lavender, it's 4,000 plants right now, and it's slightly under 2 acres. We are just getting ready to plant another half acre that'll be approximately 1,000 plants, and then another acre after that. That one will probably be next year, but we'll probably end our planting with about 6,000 or 7,000 plants in the ground.
Wow, this must keep you busy.
It does.
So you've got some other things going on while this is happening as well.
We do. You know, one thing I didn't mention is there's 8 o'clock each morning. We have yoga in the lavender, and that's in the bed right down by the riverbank. So arrive a little bit early. The yoga is $10 per person. You just pay when you arrive. We'll have lavender wreaths available for purchase. This year, we still aren't having a wreath-making booth. We were unsure of the situation, the COVID situation, when we started planning. But our hope is that next year we'll have the booth again where you can make your own wreaths during the festival.
Wow. So a lot to learn, and it sounds like just kind of a real pleasant experience. You're going to have perfect weather for it. Tell folks how to find you.
So we're 508 Lower Garden Valley Road, and if you're heading out Garden Valley, approximately 7 miles past Bi-Mart, the signage is already up, so you can follow. There's some big signs that say Lavender Festival, and then there are purple directional signs all the way out to the farm. The Douglas FFA chapter will be helping again with parking. So the event is free to attend, but we ask you to consider a $4 or more donation to the kids that are helping you park. They get to keep all of that money, and it helps send the kids to conferences.
And if people want to find out more about what you're doing, you've got a website too.
I do. It's growingmiracleslavendergarden.com. And then also on my Facebook page, you can find some information. And there is a Facebook event that's been created that I've listed a lot of the vendors and what they'll be offering there. So growingmiraclesLavenderGarden.com.
All right, 5th Annual Lavender Festival, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Carrie Roy, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Kyle.
8:40 on the Morning Report.